Sometimes the outtakes are more fun than what we end up putting out. What follows are some things that have ended up on the cutting room floor. As for what follows immediately, I think I'm going to revoice it. At least, the first part, where it ends up, will have to change completely. 1984 was a wonderful year for me. It's difficult to express how much that year means to me even now. The uptrend in pop music was a major factor in my life starting to feel really fun again. Actually, that trend started in 1983, as I see things. The Thriller album certainly helped. But 84 was a year of something new. Pop music that was electronic, sweet, hard-edged, and danceable. And most importantly, it was really music. It was like disco had come back, except it was good pop music this time. And it was all over the radio. And it didn't sound like anything that had been done before, unlike the previous part of the 80s, where everything had sounded rehashed from the late 70s. I just couldn't wait to get back to the dance floor and play some of this stuff. And when this thing first came on the radio, I was out with Steve and the guys. Now, Steve and I were DJs, so our jaws dropped. We just sat there listening to this. And we looked at each other and just went, holy fuck, what is that? You know, Steve and I classified records by their energy levels, and we had energy level 1, 2, and 3. Well, this thing was a 4. Turned out that this was the combined talent of Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, and of course Prince. And it was just now that a job came out of nowhere, working at the disco at the Airport Marriott in Atlanta. This was a tight, exciting little dance club named Bentley's. It's not there now, it's been turned into a steak restaurant. But at that time, it was a hot room, one of the two best rooms I've ever worked, the other one being a place called Backstreet, where I got to stand in for one of the main DJs during the summer of 1981. Now, in 1981, the music wasn't so great, but it was a wonderful room to work anyway. But Bentley's in 84? Perfect! I had travelers coming in from the airport, and a bunch of locals who would always say, play some Prince! What a great venue to play mainstream pop music, which was the best thing there was. And so this was the part of my life that was exciting in 1984. However, there was something happening on the telephone front that is noteworthy too. A system operating 24 hours a day, voiced by someone named Eva,
hello,
that was connecting people together all day and all night with tremendous connecting capacity, all with one phone line. So much better than that loop around that we started in 1980 that it was amazing. And it could not have happened before 1983. Now, to give you the background on how this happened, I'll have to go back and start with some basics. Specifically, the history of a feature called call transfer. You've probably heard call transfer even in modern times. It goes something like this.
Casting down, please.
Casting down, hold on.
Call transfer evolved from business telephone systems that had an operator making all the connections into a business that had many telephones, with each one appearing on a jack on the operator's board. You would call the main number of the business and ask for whomever you needed. Ask for who, whom, never mind. The point is that if we go back to 1964, we find a situation where most businesses that have many telephones have a manual PBX where the operator handles all the incoming calls. You dial the main number through the automatic telephone network, but then the company operator answers and connects you to who you want through the plug board. Once you're talking to one person, that person can have you reconnected to someone else by signaling the operator by flashing, which is going down and up on the switch hook. and that literally flashes the light on the operator's switchboard, so she knows to come back and she'll connect you to someone else as needed. Now, this was only natural given the fact that all calls went through the operator. But by 1974, we had a situation that was a little more complicated, because the phone company had introduced something called Centrex. Centrex was a service that allowed you to dial directly to the particular desk that you wanted in one of these organizations that had its own telephone system. There was still an operator, but she didn't have to be used very often, because people in the company could direct dial from one desk to another by dialing a so-called extension number, usually 4 digits. Calls into the company were direct dialable from the outside world. The extension of any particular desk became the last 4 digits of a regular telephone number. In this way, they combined the advantages of giving every person a regular phone line, which would have been expensive, and having a private telephone system, which would have been operator intensive. There actually were some extensions that were not dialable from the outside. It was just a matter of saving money, and if you called one of those...
The number you are calling is not equipped to receive incoming calls. Please obtain the main number of the company from the directory or information and try your call again.
Obviously, that was from New York, and if you hit that, you had to call the main number to get through. And actually, calling the main number was not frowned upon, it's just you could dial direct and save time. Now here's where they ran into a problem, because flashing the operator to transfer an incoming call to another desk had been established as a feature. But the calls into the company weren't going through an operator board, so there was no one to flash. So they had to actually install extra equipment to detect a flash on an incoming call, to have those special relays bring up the operator just in case a transfer was needed. In New York Telephone's 394, also called Exchange 4, Centrex, which rang like this, the transfer operator sounded like this.
Operator!
Now, amazingly, they even went further and had dial transfer, so that people would flash their hook, get what's called a recall dial tone, and actually dial the extension that they wanted the call transferred to. And you know, that used even more special equipment, although it saved some operator time. Well, fortunately, by 1974, number one ESS, the first widely used processor-controlled switch, also was doing Centrex. And it was a natural for Centrex, because number one ESS didn't require extra relays to bring in a recall dial tone or an operator or anything else. That's because it was controlled by a processor which was constantly scanning each line so that a flash could be detected in the middle of a call. Once a flash was detected, the ESS could bring in either an operator or a recall dial tone very easily, because the processor could make a new connection in the middle of the call. So number one ESS was great for Centrex, and Southern Bell especially was well aware of that. While New York City used STEP PBXs mostly for Centrex, Atlanta was filled with ESS Centrexes.
If you are dialing WSB, please dial 897-7500.
If you are calling the Coca-Cola Company, please dial 897.
If you are calling the Georgia Institute of Technology,
if you are calling State of Georgia,
and the list went on and on. In number one ESS, they standardized the recall dial tone so that it sounded like this. And that same tone was used for a custom calling feature, three-way calling. During this time, Centrexes usually served 100 lines or more, up to thousands of lines. And call transfer was only used to transfer a call from one desk to another within the same organization. Now that stayed the same until 1983. In this year, changes associated with the upcoming Bell system breakup were starting to happen. And one of the first things that happened is that the Bell operating companies were forbidden to continue to sell small business telephone systems. So for the businesses that were too small for Centrex, they had to let other vendors sell them PBXs. Well, Southern Bell and other companies didn't like that, so they scrambled to come up with a new way to keep serving those customers themselves and not let the competition get it. The result was a thing called MVP, Multi-Line Variety Package. Southern Bell's name for it was Wait a minute, what did that just do? And not let the competition get it. The result was a thing called MVP. No. God. You know, I love to synchronize things, and I did not plan that, but that... The result was a thing called MVP, Multi-Line Variety Package. God, that is stupid on steroids. I actually did not do that on purpose. I actually put some extra words in. And one of the first things that happened is that the phone companies, that is the Bell, is that the Bell operating companies were forbidden so that it didn't line up. So they scrambled to come up with a new way to keep serving those customers themselves and not let the competition get it. The result was a thing called MVP. And then when I cut the extra words out and put the two pieces together, it just... MVP. Okay, I think I'm going to quit this one for a while.
This is a recording, Quarryville, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed.
Quarryville in ESC, 717-786, not to be confused with 717-768, had intercept announcements done by the same person as these two NX1s in this area. So that's one person that gets around for whatever that independent phone company is. And by the way, the fast flutter.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that is...
That we hear in those recordings is really there. It's not my tape recorder. But it could be somebody's tape recorder that's putting the flutter in, not necessarily the announcement machine that's playing in the CO. Because that woman gets all over the territory, and she doesn't necessarily physically visit the CO. You never hear any background noise. So, I don't know. There could be the tape recorder making it, the tape recorder playing it back, or the actual announcement machine introducing that fast flutter. I don't know. But it isn't my equipment. I can actually simulate reasonable length flutter without any equipment. All I have to do is there. Well, I like to imitate something slow rowing down round. But I can just do flutter like this. No equipment required. I can do this live. But for me to simulate a fast flutter like this?
This is a recording in Salisbury, Pennsylvania. We're sorry you have reached a number that has been discussed.
Gonna have to be a little more inventive. I know. This is a recording, Salisbury, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this... Hey, be aware, I have at least one fan who does like to talk into a fan. He's in New Zealand, too. I wonder if his fan spins in the opposite direction as the fan... Never mind. And speaking of going down the drain...
Hey, man, listen, would you like to win a free album right now? All you gotta do to get it is be caller number 20 at 354-8600. Caller number 20, a free album, right now from the Super X and Big Ron O'Brien in the nighttime. 8 o'clock in the nighttime, 99X is WXLO New York. 99X WXLO, with thousands of dollars in cash for you, and the only Elton John concert tickets in town. It's Big Ron, I got them all night long from Super X.
The company knocked down XLO's lines when they had a mass call-in to get a cash prize, and this is what they put on the AIS. Now you can only get it right now because the numbers are reconnected.
Are you to stay over? Operator, what number are you calling, please?
354-8600.
Thank you.
The number you have reached, 354-8600. Has been disconnected temporarily. 354-8600 has been disconnected temporarily.
That embarrassing silence after the word temporarily, not at the customer's request. Usually we'd hear that for non-payment, but this time the radio station had a field day with the fact that the phone company had to cut their line off because the response was so overwhelming.
99X.
Ah, shut up. Anyway, Now some news lines. Oh, geez, I can't do this now. Okay, well. 99X.
Coming up now on Penn State 21, news lines, the incredible Helen Banks.
That's fun, but it takes a lot of practice, and boy, you got to have a compressor on your microphone, man. Now, I know some of you think I'm a little bit off the deep end. There weren't any real DJs who yelled like that, were there? Well, actually, I wasn't imitating that guy Ron in New York. I was imitating a guy I heard in Atlanta. And there's an associate of mine who just happens to have
a crisp, businesslike good afternoon.
Yes, hello. You're just the person I wanted to talk to.
I want you to listen to a little recorded conversation.
You mean that air check from Atlanta, right?
That's right.
Okay, hit it.
Can you hear that all right?
Loud and clear.
Good.
A lot of weather, baby.
Wait a minute. I want to hear this part again.
C-93. A lot of weather, baby. Color for scattered showers. Mild tonight. Low near 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High near 90. Currently in Hotlanta, it's a fun loving 73 and me degrees at C-93.
You're putting me on.
Nope. The guy's name was Jerry Kane. Haven't found him on the internet. No mention of him. I don't know how he spelled his name. But that was from this same time, late 73, early 74. Well, anyway, I guess I have to stop the hype because all I'm really putting next is this. And oh, that's right, this is Ben's lousy tape recorder.
From 140 West Street, this is the 9 a.m. edition of your New York Telephone Newswire on Friday, February 1st.